What's it like to live with OCD? To have things that you wish you could stop doing but somehow can't? Well, meet my colleague, Doug Gordon.
Hi. My name's Doug, and I have OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. Wait, can I do that again? I stumbled a bit. Okay, never mind. I check things over and over again. For example, I make sure that the burners on the stove are all turned off, even if I never turn them on. When I park the car, I make sure that I turn the car headlights off. Sometimes, I'll even go right in front of the car, bend down, and stare directly into the headlights, just a few inches away. What if someone sees me? Don't worry, I got that covered. Oh, hey, didn't see ya. Yeah, I'm just checking out the plastic covers on my headlights. Looks like there's a small crack in this one, doesn't there? I guess I better get that fixed. Okay, have a good one. Do I wash my hands over and over again? Check. Do I sometimes wash them again a few minutes later for no good reason? Double check. Do I make sure the sliding glass door is locked before I go to bed? Yes. And so on. Repeat when necessary. Repeat when necessary.
When necessary. Necessary.
Sorry. Repeat. Wait.
Repeat.
Necessary.
Necessary.
And so on.
And so on.
Sorry. Why? And when my OCD is at its worst, the compulsions are always necessary. Let's do that again. Why do I do it? It would be easy to say it has something to do with the fact that my dad was 50 years old when I was born. But blaming 50-year-old Scottish spermatozoa is too easy.
That's right, laddie. You best not be blaming your OCD on us.
Take some personal responsibility for once in your miserable life. We're not gonna be your scapegoat.
So why do I continue to do these irrational rituals? The obvious answer is that it's a compulsion.
Brilliant observation, Einstein.
Shut up, inner critic. It also has to do with the way that my brain's wired, or should I say miswired. But I can't afford to hire a neuroelectrician. Do you know how much they charge? On a subconscious level, it probably has to do with control. We live in a world in which we have very little control over our lives. By washing my hands over and over, and making sure that the clock radio alarm is set for AM and not PM, it's my small way of sticking it to the universe. I'm saying that I do have a small bit of control, some little bit of agency to smack down my angst, for at least a little while. Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I left the kitchen tap running.
Doug Gordon. He's my colleague and a producer on To the Best of Our Knowledge.